Finally, my brethren, be strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. It is true. We are in a spiritual war, and it takes spiritual weapons, and it takes the empowering of the Holy Spirit to give us exactly everything that Paul is telling us to do. And he's given us the whole armor. Don't take it off when you go to bed at night, so that you wake up in the morning and your feet hit the floor, you're already dressed and ready to go. It might clank a little bit. Just get some 3-in-1 oil, fix it, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you know, and your armor will stand. Your weapons will work, and you'll not fail. For the Lord your God is with you, and he is in you, and he is mighty. He is greater than any gods that this world can ever conjure up to worship. Let us always remember this. One more. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding richness of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. I don't have any sermon today. I'll just go with Paul's words. That's a wonderful, wonderful reminder by the Spirit that we're not just nobodies. We're God's. And don't ever think that you're not worthy, because you got to remember the "but God" part. The "but God" is really important. You can look and see trouble on the left and trouble on the right, but God. Remember what he's done. Remember, he's the same God of the old covenant too. And he's the God of the new. You're in the new. Put on the new man in Christ, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's who you are. The next thing in our teaching on victorious, fail-proof living was on godliness. Well, I'll tell you, the new man is created in righteousness and true holiness and godliness. That's who you are. because of what Christ has done. And that's one of the weapons that is mighty, because when the accuser of the brethren comes knocking on your door, you can open it up and say, oh, it's only you, and close the door. Because he's raised us up together to sit together in heavenly places with Christ, far above all principalities and powers. That's your true position as a believer in Christ, and don't ever forget it. You're very powerful in the power of the Spirit. And God has given us everything that we will ever need to win every battle that we encounter. And just remember Psalm 23. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And there can be no shadow, except there also be a sword of light. So don't spend all your time looking how high the mountains are. Don't spend all your time looking how dark the shadows are. Look up, because there's always a source of light, or there could never be a shadow, except there's a source of light at the same time. You are the children of light. Jesus said that we are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works that bring glory and praise and honor to your heavenly Father. Don't put your candle under a basket, because it'll set it on fire. No, that's not what it said. It'll smother it. So don't do that. Let your light be bright this week.